Thank you, Sir Malcolm Sargent. The solo violin part was played by Jack Benny on the drums. Guy Lombardo's book of party games is now on sale, price 2 shillings, at all good drugstores.
Listeners are possibly wondering what this is all about. Well, we shall see, folks.
Yes, we shall see. As we present the collapse of the British railway sandwich system. Oh!
I was General Wolfe's chiropodist by John Bunyan, or...
the collapse of General Wolfe's saxophone system on the Manitoba Sandwich Railway, or...
we shall see.
Story opens in the hell. The hell that drives many a normal person sane. The hell that we Londoners know as Victoria Station Tea Buffet.
Into this den of vice stood a man, ragged, tattered, forlorn. His appearance told us that he was middle-class Englishman.
With a pounding heart, he approaches the counter and speaks.
Cup of tea, please.
There was courage for you.
I say, miss, did you hear?
Just a minute, can't you see I've only got one pair of fingers?
But I've got a train to catch. Oi, miss. Hey. Did you hear me? God, what's up with you? Say!
Do you want a bar sausage roll?
No.
Well, stop banging it on the counter then.
I want to complain about this sandwich. It tastes like muck.
Well, of course, it's a muck sandwich.
I wanted a mustard and cress.
All right, I'll get you one. Oh, cheeky you are. I say, someone's pinched all the mustard and cress out of the sandwiches, and... oh! Someone's pinched all the mustard and cress out of the sandwiches.
And that was the first sign of the great mustard and cress shortage that was to cause havoc to British railways.
Investigations were commenced by your favorite midget, Captain Gladys Seagoon, sometimes called by the same name.
Yes, Captain Seagoon, Oxford University, Caius College, Cambridge, Trinity College, Dublin. I know where they all are. To investigate the mustard and cress disappearances, I called at several station buffets.
I was with him.
The man in black. Together we approached the counter.
Yes, Constable?
I'm not Constable, I'm Seagoon, plain clothes man.
And what are you dressed like a policeman for?
I'm in disguise.
Me too.
Yes, I see you're well disguised, you are. Now, what you want?
Mustard and cress sandwich.
Do you want bread with it?
No, I don't like luxuries.
Oh, well, you've had it. We ain't got no mustard and cress.
How would you love me?
Well, let's see. Mustard and cress sandwich with no bread. No bread with no mustard and cress. One a tanner.
One and six for nothing?
Yes.
It's very cheap. Have you a change of a £100 note?
Yes.
Marry me.
Who to?
Hellington. This waitress, I'm suspicious of her.
Man, you're right. Her moustache has just fallen off.
Yes. It was false. She isn't a woman. She's, what's the other sex?
Man.
That's it, man, yes. You, madam, you're an imposter. You're not a woman.
All right. Tis I, Blibbottle, arch criminal and master of Roy Rogers Jr. disguise kit. Past 2 shillings at all good drugstores.
You fiend incarnate.
Hey.
What's your part in the mustard and cress shortage?
I played a part of Blibbottle. I destroyed every mustard and cress place in the world. Moves dramatically up to counter, strikes pose, also strike cheese dish.
Blue Bottle, I arrest you in the limb of the law. The limb of the lee. I arrest you in the loom 104.
Look, may I help?
Thank you.
He arrests you in the lawn of the knee.
Thank you. Now, Blue Bottle, are you going to come quietly or do I have to use earplugs?
You shall not catch me. Hands up, feet down.
Look out, Anakin. He's got a Flash Gordon cardboard ray gun, price 2 shillings, a table at all good drugstores.
You will not take me alive.
I'm perfectly willing to agree to that arrangement.
Boss, that's a real gun.
Don't panic. Get behind me.
Where are you going?
Behind you.
Rather than catch her, I will shoot myself through the lapels of my suit. Bang, bang. Curse, I miss me. Hey, a new lease of life. Exit left to join Skiffle Group.
Curse! He's escaped in a pair of boots. We report this. England must be told that British Railways Master and Crest is no more.
But first, let's hear Max Gildrey and his old Dutch conk.
Curse! Exit sequel to the wings and the brandy!
Part two, in which Neddy Seagoon visits a certain man for information.
Min. Stop calling that chicken Minnie. I'm Minnie. What's the matter with you?
I think the rooster's sick, Min.
Oh, dear. Why?
He just laid an egg.
He's an imposter, I tell you. He's just a naughty imposter. Lots of them doing it these days, you know. Oh, dear. Well, I suppose I must get on with my saxophone practice.
Someone at the door, Minna.
Someone at the door. Please, will you knock in time with my playing? One, two, three.
why, you must be a theatrical agent. But you weren't knocking in rhythm.
I was playing a different tune. It was waltzes from Vienna Sticks.
Well, what do you want, sir?
It's regarding the mustard and cress shortage.
Oh? No.
You're a farmer, yes?
Indeed, I am. I can grow anything.
Got green fingers, eh?
And green toes. I'm going moldy all over. Got the Bernard Meyer.
You're just the man British Railways need.
Oh, I love that old British Railway waltz.
Stop that
and
name.
We waltz around the lines together.
Stop it, name.
In a non-smoker, we can play poker. Over the tracks with you.
Not a name.
What's the matter with you?
You're a simple branch line melody woman.
Well, I've got must practice for Henry, buddy.
What?
My day will come. Oh, me a
Now, may I come in?
Guys, you are already lying on the couch, yes.
Mr. Grant, the British Railways want you to grow them 6,000 acres of mustard and cress in the Amazon.
Very well, I'll get my hat. Neil?
What did you say?
I'm just going to the Amazon.
Be careful.
I'll be away for 6 years, Min.
I'll put your dinner in the oven, Henry.
Goodbye, Mother Min.
Goodbye, Henry. Goodbye. Oh, you missed the plenty. Merry Christmas, Henry.
Meanwhile, in the Amazon, the British ambassador is going about his duties.
Oh, me owls, me owls. Oh, no more Christmas pudding for me. Oh, dear.
Major, Major, Major.
What?
Not in the Amazon, please. Not in the Amazon, please.
Nonsense. Nobody will notice.
I tell you, no fishing is allowed, Jim, in the Amazon. In the Amazon.
I tell you, I was not fishing for fish.
Oh, then what were you fishing for, Jim?
I was fishing for water.
Oh, why?
The river's full of it. Why, I caught a piece of water that long.
Oh, Jim, I must have should have seen the one that got away.
It took me all day to dry it out, I tell you. Now, hand me my tin of spawn cleaner.
Spawn cleaner? Why, the spawn cleaner, Jim?
Shall I tell you why?
Tell me, Jim.
Because I want to scar the horizon. Jungle Dennis, you're in form today. No chord from the band, please. Humble, tumble, tingle, too?
Yes, mate.
Any signs of that dreaded river steamer?
No sign, mate.
Oh, 53 years in this plastic grass hut and no milk or papers delivered from England. Do you think Gladstone's forgotten us?
That's one question I can't answer.
Why not?
That's another question I can't answer.
Spoken like an idiot.
My speciality.
So I have noticed. Well, no milk, so we'll make tea without it.
But we ain't got any tea.
Very well, then we'll make it without tea as well.
But you can't make tea without milk.
Then, and I quote, we'll make milk without tea.
Milk without tea? Tea without milk? I think the major's mad.
Little does he know that I'm perfectly sane, and it is Mad Dan Eccles who is mad.
Oh, Major. He must be loony. He wants tea without milk or tea or milk.
Little does he know that if he calls me loony just once more, I shall let him have it with me old gun here.
Little does he know that I unloaded his gun because I knew he was mad. How many sugars, Major?
None. I never take sugar with no tea or no milk.
Yim, yim, yim.
What?
There was a man and his legs just come out of that bush.
It's a shepherd.
It must be Shepherd's Bush.
Sugar? Don't shoot me, Ellingard. Riverboat coming.
Then play him a melody in a well-known 3/4 time while I get the old brandy. Ellington, well played. Handel's Lager never sounded so good. Now, pardon me while I retire and change into my Crown outfit. Price 2 shillings from all good drugstores.
Wait! Here comes Captain Seagoon. As I was saying, wait, here comes Captain Seagoon with the expedition.
Cad, yes, he's a sight for sore eyes. It's a pity I haven't got a pair handy. Pleased to meet you, Captain Seagoon. Welcome to... Where are we?
South America.
Welcome to that. And to you. And by Ged, you must have walked all the way.
What makes you think so?
Well, you're so short.
There's a very good reason for that.
What?
I can't stand heights.
Spoken like a pygmy. And talking of pygmies, have you any brandy with you?
Trace of it.
Welcome to South America.
You said that before.
I know, but this time I mean it. Now, let's waltz and get you settled.
Yes, Ellington?
Boss?
We camp here for the night. But as a safety precaution, we must light large bonfires all around the camp.
What for?
Lions.
Man, if the lions want fires, let them light them themselves.
That night, we slept safely in the trees as the lions warmed themselves by our fires. Then at dawn, Eccles awoke.
I forgot I was in a tree.
Get up, man, and stand on your own 3 feet, will you?
Are we ready to move off, Major?
Yes, we've got to head in, and the first danger will be crossing the dreaded River Carpathy. And that's very cold.
Yes, there's nothing worse than a cold Carpathy!
Now available in volumes, folks.
A chestnut in every scene. Right, pick up your luggage and sideways to the wind. Forward!
Marching along, left, right, middle, left, right, left. Oh, you're looking at getting hot.
Yeah, you tired already?
Yeah, I ain't very strong, you know.
Okay, I'll take some of your load. Now, give me one of your pianos.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know you were musical. There, that's better. Thank you, Ellington.
That's okay. I'm not too heavy for you, am I?
No. I'll put you down when I'm tired.
Keep up there, you lazy devil. I say, I'm not too heavy for you, am I, Ellington?
No.
I'm not too heavy for you, am I, Major?
No.
I'm not too heavy for you, am I, Captain Seagull?
We pause here to give listeners at home and in the street a recap of the situation. If you remember, Eccles was supporting Ellington, Bloodnock and Seagoon on his head. Suddenly, Mr. Eccles has appeared on top of Captain Seagoon, thus leaving all of them suspended in midair.
Listeners, write down on a piece of paper what you think will happen. Have you done that? Good. Now listen to what actually happened. Yes, you guessed it. They all fell in the water. Now lead on.
That night, for safety, we slept standing up. Some slept standing down, which is standing up sideways. Price 2 shillings at all good drugstores. Then, as the sun came up, it started to get light. Before me lay a vast, arid waste.
It was me.
Boss! There's a tribe of savage natives approaching.
What? Which way are they approaching?
Towards us!
Then we must approach away from them. Leave them to me. Savage natives, are they? I'll show them. Hand me the white flag, will you? Where's my Batwoman?
You mean Batman?
Those days are gone forever, lad. Ah, here she comes now. Miss Plunger.
Yes, Major.
Remember when we were sinking in the Atlantic and there was no room in the lifeboats? I said women and children first, remember?
Yes, I do.
Well, remember what you did?
Yes, made you up as a woman.
Stand by to do the same again.
But look, I think you're nervous.
What? Say that again.
You're a yellow-livered coward.
That's much better.
I knew you'd like it.
Anyone for tennis? Oh, what am I saying?
Ellington's going after them natives with his gun.
Splendid, Ellington's a dead shot.
He is now. Somebody shot him.
Hutchett, I'll not stand here and see my men slaughtered. Eccles! What time's the next train out of here?
No, Bloodnock, you must stay here and fight.
Very well, your example has made me stay.
Splendid. Eccles?
Yeah?
What time's the next train out?
I heard that.
Hey, if you're running away, I'm coming too.
Ellington, are you turning yellow?
Man, does it look like it?
Wait, Ellington, you were shocked. You're dead.
I am, but I don't want to stay out and get killed.
Gentlemen, what about the mutton and grass shortage?
What about the mutton shortage?
I'm not waiting all night, you know. The natives are attacking on gramophone records.
Right. Everyone into this wooden hut.
We haven't got one.
Start building. Hut! Haul it.
Safe inside.
Hello. Have you any rooms to let?
No.
Oh, good.
Surrounded by victims of the Rent Act.
Never fear. Eccles?
Yep.
How many rounds of ammunition have we got left?
6.
Good. And they sounded all right, too.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, what's this? My dinner's in the oven, I tell you.
Stew.
I came here to grow fish and two and mustard and cress and...
Look out! There's a native in the window!
Gad, that native was clever.
Why?
He only had a spear.
What a brilliant impressionist he was. Ask him if he could do an impression of the end of the Goon Show.
I'll ask him. Kalamunga dinga walla tangalala koo.
Oyala. Amma kala danga do. Amma kala.
You've been listening to a native doing an impression of the Goon Show signing off to you. I'll say they're jolly clever. Goodbye. That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan with the Benedict Quartet of Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Geeslade, the program produced by Tom Ronald. Listeners will ask, what happened to the great mustard and cress shortage? Nothing. Next time you're in a railway buffet, ah, well, so what?